Scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 26, verses 1 to 27. You'll find it on page 170 in your pew Bibles. Now here we have one of the lists of names that in the census for which this book gets its name, the book of Numbers. It's a counting, an accounting of the people of God. Now many people will say, well, this is very boring and doesn't seem to have any meaning. But of course, as with all of God's word, there is real meaning in it. Let me just make a few comments about it. One, here we show that the Lord knows his people and keeps track of them. If the Lord knows what's going on with the Jashubites and the Shimronites and the Elonites, he knows what's going on with you. And he has not lost track of you, and he has a destiny for you, and we are together a people of God. This argues for church membership, frankly. The people of God are not a differentiated mass of consumers who happen to be together on a given Sunday. They are gathered together in a body. They are organized. You'll notice that this is a military census. It's of those able to serve in the army, and this reflects the militant character of the Christian church on earth. We wage war with the gospel, taking, as Paul says, every thought captive into the obedience of Christ. We need to have that mentality. We're to be plugged in. You were plugged in into Israel. You had a place. You had a role. And so it is today. Now, you may notice that later on in the Bible, in 1st, 2nd Samuel, the King David does a census, and he's judged for doing so. And here we have this census. The one we're reading here is the second version. The first was at the beginning of the wandering through the wilderness. This is at the end of the wandering. A lot has changed, and so they're reorganizing. Well, why is this good and it's bad later on when David does the same thing? The answer seems to be the attitude and motive involved. David's census was one of boasting and self-reliance in the flesh. Look at my great nation. Look at the armies I have. Wow, I've got lots of people and wealth and power. Now I feel secure. God judged him for that. Now, we're not to have that attitude about church membership. Should the Lord increase our numbers? And as we have resources, we're not to boast in them and arrange them and celebrate them. Our hope is in the Lord. Now, the purpose here was to do the work of the Lord, both in shepherding the people and in marshaling them for the work of the Lord. So it is in our purpose and membership together as a church. Now, one little note in verse 9 and 10. There's a note made about the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses knows as he writes this that people are going to think, what about Dathan and Abiram? Weren't those the conspirators who earlier in Numbers, remember they rebelled against Moses and the earth swallowed them under God's wrath? What are they doing here? Well, it turns out that many of their children did not follow them in sin. They did not go on in that rebellion and they were saved. And the legacy of their family carries on, and it does so with nobility. There was sin, the sin was punished. These people had not participated, they'd repent and believe, and they have a place of honor. It's a picture of the Christian life. First of all, our allegiance to God is higher than any earthly allegiance, even that of a child to a parent. And where there's forgiveness, there's cleansing by the blood, and there is a future and a hope, and there is no shame at all ascribed to Dathan and Abiram's family as they followed in the way of faith. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 26. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, take a census of all the congregation of the people of Israel from 20 years old and upward by their fathers' houses, all in Israel who are able to go to war. And Moses and Eleazar the prince spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, take a census of the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord commanded Moses. The people of Israel who came out of the land of Egypt were Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben, of Hanok, the clan of the Hanokites, of Palu, the clan of the Paluites, of Hezron, the clan of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the clan of the Carmites. Now, these are the clans of the Reubenites, and those listed were 43,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab. The sons of Eliab, Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These are the Dathan and Abiram, chosen from the congregation, who contended against Moses and Aaron in the company of Korah, when they contended against the Lord, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah, when that company died, when the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a warning. But the sons of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon, according to their clans, of Nemuel, the clan of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the clan of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the clan of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the clan of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the clan of the Shaulites. These are the clans of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad, according to their clans, of Zephon, the clan of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the clan of the Haggites, of Shuni, the clan of the Shunites, of Ozni, the clan of the Oznites, of Eri, the clan of the Erites, of Arad, the clan of the Aradites, of Areli, the clan of the Aralites. These are the clans of the sons of Gad, as they were listed, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Er and Onan, and Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, according to their clans, were of Shelah, the clan of the Shelonites, of Perez, the clan of the Perizzites, of Zerah, the clan of the Zerahites. And the sons of Perez were of Hezron, the clan of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the clan of the Hamulites. These are the clans of Judah, as they were listed, 76,500. The sons of Issachar, according to their clans, of Tola, the clan of the Tolaites, of Puva, the clan of the Punites, of Jashub, the clan of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the clan of the Shimronites. These are the clans of Issachar, as they were listed, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their clans, of Sered, the clan of the Seredites, of Elon, the clan of the Elonites, of Jaleel, the clan of the Jaleelites. These are the clans of the Zebulunites, as they were listed, 60,500. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.